Mom and dad are both coaches, so I always had it in the back of my mind. But I didn't really plan on coaching until I got to Tampa. It was the last place I played in the NFL. And Mike Tomlin and Raheem Morris kind of talked me into coaching, and Raheem gave me my first coaching job.
They obviously still highly regard you. Your name's been brought up a lot recently at Nebraska. I know you're obviously happy where you are, but is there a part of you that's ever thought about being back in Nebraska in a coaching role?
Nebraska's home. Right now, Oregon's home, but Nebraska will always be home to me. But like I said, that game's 3 years down the road. I might be coaching at St. Louis High School in Honolulu by then.
What does it say about both programs, that this is a pretty big deal?
Yeah, I think, you know, both programs have a great tradition. Obviously, a lot of Oregon's tradition is newer. Nebraska's got a lot of great tradition going back. But it's two top programs in the country, and, you know, I'm sure nothing will change between now and then. It'll be a great matchup.
How hard is it going to
think of when you first heard the news? Was it, oh boy, or oh no?
You know, it's so far down the road that I always love going home, but it's so far down the road that it's hard to tell where anybody will be.
How hard will it be for Autzen to keep the red out? They seem to infiltrate everywhere they play.
Nebraska travels well. They got a passionate fan base, so I'm sure that game out here, there'll be a lot of Nebraska fans here, and we'll have to show them something special.
It's maybe the most impressive aspect of this team this year might be the fact that Mariota has zero turnovers in six games. As a former quarterback, how impressive are you? What allows him to be that type of
Well, you have to make great decisions not to turn the ball over, and then you have to be really accurate with your throws and real careful with the ball. And you know, you can be careful and not turn the ball over, but then you're not productive either. So the combination of productivity and his ability to take care of the ball has been impressive.
What about his mental makeup to not force things, to not always take what's there, to move on next week, to not do what quarterbacks eventually do? People throw interceptions.
We talk about that a lot in the quarterback room. When you get a play call, the tendency is to try to make a play work. And sometimes there's a deep ball down the field or something that when you get the play call, you're anxious to take it. Marcus is great at taking something underneath or taking the easy throw or running if he has to and not forcing anything. So we'll try to keep emphasizing that and hope that it doesn't happen.
Is it still a dream of yours to be a head coach somewhere down the road? Obviously, you're early in your coaching career.
I try not to look forward, honestly. You know, our lives are short. We shouldn't even plan what's going to go on tomorrow. Our focus around here is today, and I don't want to look past tomorrow's practice, honestly.
Scott, did you see the great quote by Coach Alioti about you having the keys to this really fast car? Did you see that on Saturday?
Somebody told me I was driving a really fast car. I don't feel like I'm driving. I feel like I'm a little GPS system from Marcus. I'm just telling him which roads to go down. He's the one driving the car, and he's doing a great job.
I would assume you have a lot more, the way he's throwing the ball, you have a lot more confidence in throwing further downfield, trying to attack downfield more.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of factors. Marcus is really good with deep throws. He's really accurate. I think we got some receivers that can really stretch the field now, and quite a few of them. And our line's done a great job in protection, too, to give Marcus the time. So I think all those things have come together to give us a little more of the deep passing.
Scott, you coach wide receivers. Is there anything that you see a little bit different in development?
Lubick is very detailed. That's a nice way of saying it. He's a little OC, but that works for our receivers. They're running routes with a lot of definitive routes. They're being very detailed, which is kind of how he coaches. And I think he's taken the receivers from where I had them even to another level.
When you were at Nebraska, how hard was it to shut out all the outside noise? It seems like Marcus is able to ignore all the Heisman talk and all that stuff.
Yeah, Marcus, honestly, you know, I hear him answer questions, and most people, when they answer tough questions about themselves, they're kind of programmed to say things about the team and not themselves. With Marcus, that's genuine. He doesn't have to come up with cliches. That's the way he's honestly thinking. And we all love him for the type of person that he is.
How hard was that for you to do?
At the University of Nebraska, I think it's even a little harder than here. You're in such a fishbowl there, and there's not one person in the entire state that doesn't care about football. So I've been down that road, and Marcus is going through it now, but he's doing as good a job as he can do it and focus on what's important.
Thanks, Scott.